We have on the other end of our Green Jag guest line this morning, Ron Estes from the Blissfield Royals football team. And Ron, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you got a big game tonight, traveling over to Sand Creek. And is this the first time that your team has played Sand Creek?
No, we played last year, and they've been on our schedule, but the two previous years, the games were canceled because of COVID.
Okay.
And then way back in history, we used to play Sand Creek every year. So, no, we're familiar with each other.
So, Ron, your feelings on your squad played pretty well against a really good Whiteford team last week. How do you sum up their performance last week coming into the Sand Creek game?
I thought we played really well, except for three or four critical plays, which in a tight football game, there's between four and six plays that determine the outcome, and we felt, you know, we took the lead 21-20 with two or three minutes to go in the game, and then they scored with 29 seconds left on a quarterback scramble, and up to the really, I the big picture is we felt we played really well. We just needed to tighten up a little bit on a few plays.
And so, feeling pretty good about. Did you think your squad would be this competitive in the opener here, as you know you were in preseason practices?
Yes, absolutely. We felt really good about our team, and like I told them after the game, going into the game, I really liked us. I thought we were a good team, and I still feel that way. So we're ready to rip.
So can you talk to us a little bit about the leadership on your club?
We've got a lot of seniors. This is a heavy senior class of team, and several of these kids played as sophomores. So our two captains are Julius Brown and Tyler Gannon, and they're great leaders. But we have a lot of really good seniors that have been motivated all off season and still are. So getting over a loss like we experienced last Friday night, that's where the senior leadership comes in, and I don't question that at all. I think we're in good shape there.
Well, Ron, last week, Sand Creek, I don't know what they did at halftime or what Mark Spicer told his team, but they came out and scored 46 points in the third quarter. So I'm sure your players are aware of that, and defense is going to be an important part of this ball game.
Yeah, they scored 46 unanswered points, I believe.
Yeah, they were down 20-0 at halftime.
Yep. And they have a tailback, and I apologize for not knowing names. I don't have their roster, but their running back went for well over 200 yards. They have a couple really good receivers. Their defense, they scored a couple defensive touchdowns. They just poured it on, and they're definitely an improved team over last year. Last year they had trouble moving the ball. They certainly did not last week. They moved it at will in the second half. So, yes, we're aware. We've watched the film.
So anything else on the film that you saw that is going to be an area that you're going to have to watch out for?
Just like any game, if you stop the run and then you run the ball well and then you play good special teams, you know, you should be in good shape to win, and I'm sure they feel the same way. We've got to stop their run. I mean, they ran the ball extremely well, and they can throw it too, but they really, really ran the ball in the second half. So if we have trouble stopping that, obviously it's going to be a long night, so we have to stifle that running game.
Ryan, when you looked at the film, the difference between the first half and the second half, did Sand Creek do Anything markedly different in the second half from the first half, or was it just the fact that they were executing better?
Well, first of all, I think they tightened up defensively. And then, of course, they got a couple defensive scores, and they got a special team play where they got a short field to work with. I think they I didn't see anything drastically different. They just got on a roll. They got momentum. And then Quincy got their dobbers down a little bit, and they just couldn't recover. So, which shows me a lot about Sand Creek. They came out three touchdowns down and really took it to them. So they just rode the wave of momentum.
Talk to us about what your club, I mean, they played well against Waitford. What about the penalty situations, those kinds of things? A lot of times the first game, there's, you know, you get penalties, you get turnovers, but that didn't really appear to be the case with your club against Whiteford.
No, we I think we had one penalty for 5 yards. One of our receivers jumped a little early. We had a turnover at the very end of the game. We threw a Hail Mary pass up. We played a very clean game, a very disciplined game. So hopefully we can do that again. We moved the ball, and we did a good job with, if you're familiar with Whiteford, they have just bulldozed people with a running game the last several years. We felt we did a pretty good job with their inside run, and like I said, big plays. We gave up an 85-yard touchdown pass, and then the quarterback scramble for 74 yards to win the game for them. In between that, other than letting the ball outside our defense a couple times, we really played well. So that's why I think we're still good, and we're going to have a good season, because we did some really good things.
Offensively, did you like the balance from a run play selection in the first game against Whiteford?
Yeah, I do. We rushed for over 200 yards, I think. So we were able to run the clock and maintain possession. I think that varies from game to game. I don't think we had to throw a whole lot more than what we did. But that could change tonight, and it could change again next week. But like I said at the beginning, if you're running the ball well, you've got a chance. And we certainly did that. We ran the ball. We just got to punch it in when we get the opportunity. And we had our first drive of the game. We didn't get six out of that. And that's a point of emphasis this week, is when we get the opportunity, when we move the ball on several plays, have a nice drive going, we got to finish it off.
Well, Cassidy Lentz, he had, 152 yards in the ball game on the ground. Are you looking to him to be the star back?
Sure, absolutely. He finished the year off last year like that. He had a great first game, especially in the heat, and our line did an excellent job up front. So, yeah, he's our go-to guy. I think everybody knows that.
Dietrich, your quarterback, 5 of 9, 27 yards. You don't do an awful lot of passing.
We can. The situation didn't really call for it last week because we ran so well. But we can throw the ball, yeah.
Well, that's what
he's capable.
I was going to say, Ryan, almost every coach comes into these games saying, if we can't stop the run, we can't win. Do you expect Sand Creek, at least early on, to load the box and to try and shut down your running game?
Sure they will. And they did a good job against us last year. We had trouble moving the ball against them. So, and they've always been a good defensive team. You go back, obviously, to the Ernie Ayers years, they've always been a really solid defense. And there's some holdover coaches on that staff. They know what they're doing. And I'm sure that'll be part of their strategy.
Well, of course, Ron, we've heard an awful lot about conference realignment, of course, the Tri-County, the LCAA taking some more members in, Cascades also. Any comments on what's going on in the world of conference realignment?
Yeah, well, there's a couple factors. One is the, I don't want to say threat, the prevalence of eight-man football. Fewer kids are playing football. Enrollments are down. That has definitely changed the landscape. And I also think the ongoing high school playoff system, the points and how are we going to determine who goes to the playoffs, that has changed who people schedule. A few years ago, if you won six games, you're automatically in. Well, that was changed. So that changed people's philosophies on who they schedule. And then that affects leagues. I'll just say this. We haven't really been affected. Columbia left our league for whatever reasons, and then we've gained Adrian Madison, which I think is really good from a travel standpoint. I mean, they're right down the road from us, so we kind of like that. But the LCAA is brutal. I've said that for years.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a brutal league. So I think we're pretty solid. And if you do well in the LCAA, you're going to go to the playoffs because you're going to pick up a lot of points.
Well, Ron, we're out of time here, but thank you very much for being with us today. And good luck in your game against the Sand Creek Aggies tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Ron Estes from Blissfield Football.